今晚是今年的最后一晚。
This evening is the last evening of this year.
我相信在座很多弟兄姊妹已经在这个地方啊度过了很多次的这个最后一晚。
I think there are brothers and sisters who have gathered at this location and have spent many New Year's Eve at this location.
我有机会和弟兄姊妹在一起度过这个最后一晚也不知道有多少次。
And I also had the opportunity to spend many New Year's Eves here with brothers and sisters.
那么主还没有回来。
And the Lord has yet to return.
我们人就需要继续等候在他的跟前。
We need to all await before him in his presence.
我们知道主宽容我们。
We know that the Lord is patient toward us.
因为主还要把更多的机会量给我们。
Because the Lord still desires to measure unto us more opportunities.
过去这几年
，In these past few years，
我多次听见年长的江弟兄提醒我们，主回来的非常的临近。
I have heard many a times our elderly brothers call have shared with us how close, how nigh the Lord's return draws.
他说主随时会回来。
He shares that the Lord is able to return at any moment.
他的依据跟很多人的依据不一样。
Now, our brother's foundation basis for that is quite different from many.
很多人都是根据外面的现象啊，根据一些事情的发生啊，来判断主的回来。
Many will discern or judge the Lord's return based on outward matters and events that take place.
你会看见今天基督徒中间有个大地震发生了，立刻很多人开始讲主要来了。
For amongst Christians, when we see great earthquakes, then we see many will preach on the return of the Lord.
有人看月亮变红了，那么主快来了。
And when others see that the moon has turned red,then we preach the Lord will quickly return.
社会上发生的一些可怕的事情，我们就主快回来。
And when we see many of the frightful things around the world in these events, we say the Lord is returning quickly.
那么，但是我们的弟兄的根据不是这一个。
But that is not what our brother views upon his basis.
他说圣经中有很多的预言。
Our brother shares there are many prophecies throughout the scriptures.
都已经应验。
And they many have been already fulfilled.
而下一个要应验的预言。
And the very next prophecy that is to be fulfilled.
就是主的再来。
Is the Lord's return.
你知道这一个说法这些年对我产生非常重大的影响。
And such words from our brother has a deep impact upon me in these recent years.
因为这个不是情感的。
Because this is not based on emotions.
这个是理智的。
This is based on logic.
是根据神的话。
It is according to the word of God.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
Therefore, brothers and sisters.
我们弟兄的这个说法。
Now, when our brother reminds us in this way.
对我们才是真正严肃的一个重要的提醒。
It ought to be a very stern, solemn reminder for all of us.
今年 WCCC。
This year, during the West Coast Christian Conference,
我们年长的弟兄
our elderly brother,
带着软弱的身体
in his frail body,
在讲台上讲了十多次讲到 Are you ready?
He has repeatedly used this phrase, Are you ready?
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
这个实在是何等重要的提醒
And this is indeed a very important reminder.
我回去之后我在主面前思想
And when I returned home, I was meditating before the Lord.
我想他能这样说
I thought to myself, if our brother is able to say this,
证实他是预备好的
that proves a point that he is ready.
因为如果按照我，我不敢讲这个话
If according to me, I dare not say those words.
我不敢说 Are you ready? 我们说 Are we ready?
I dare not put it in this way as our brother pointing, speaking to the audience. Are you ready? I will include myself and say, Are we ready?
我们知道使徒保罗在他最后寻道的时候
We know the Apostle Paul before he was martyred.
他才有一个确定的把握
He had this confidence, this assurance.
那美好的仗打过，当跑的路跑尽了。那么所信的道守住。
That he have fought the good fight, he have ran the course, and he have kept the faith.
从此之后有公义的冠冕为我存留。
And henceforth, there's a righteous crown of righteousness in store for me.
因为保罗知道很快他就要殉道。
Because Paul realized very quickly he will be martyred.
所以他就有了这么一个确定的把握。
Therefore, he has such a blessed assurance.
那么弟兄姊妹们
Now, brothers and sisters,
对于我们今天来讲
As for us today,
我们也应当被提醒。
We ought also to be reminded.
主回来的日子非常的迫近。
The Lord's return draws very nigh.
我们知道我们需要预备。
We know that we must be ready.
我们知道我们怎么预备吗？
Then the question begs, how are we to be ready?
所以这一次的特会。
During this conference,
其实我心中的负担呢
Now, the burden within my heart,
是要和弟兄姊妹相互的鼓励
It is for us to mutually encourage one another.
在这么紧迫的一个时刻
In such an urgent time,
我们应当怎样预备我们的自己
How ought we to prepare ourselves to make ourselves ready?
所以我觉得有三件重要的事情
So I feel there are three important things.
是我们应当最注意的
That these things we ought to pay special attention to.
第一个
the first,
我们要抓住眼前所有的机会
that we must take hold of all the opportunities before us,
过一个里面丰富的生活
that we must have a living that is rich and abundant from within,
我们不要再追逐那些外面的东西
let us not pursue after the external
matters, 我们要看一看到底我们里面的生活丰不丰富
but let's pay careful attention to see if the life within is abundant or not.
那么第二件事情
Now the second matter.
我们希望我们属灵的生活是实实在在的
Now we hope that our spiritual living is practical, substantial.
没有虚伪的，没有假装的
There is no hypocrisy and no falsehood.
是实实在在活在主的跟前
But we live in reality before the presence of the Lord.
第三件事情
The third point.
我们要追求一个健全的教会生活。
We have to pursue after a very healthy church life.
就是按照基督身体的原则而有这个生活。
And that is according to the principle of the body of Christ, we live in such a way.
以弗所书第一章告诉我们。
In the book of Ephesians chapter 1.
教会就是基督的身体。
That the church is the body of Christ.
是那充满万有者的丰满。
It is his body who fills the fullness of his body who fills all and is in all.
我们知道只有教会按照基督身体的原则来聚会才会有那个丰满。
We know that when the church ought to fellowship gather together according to the principle of the body of Christ, then there will be abundance.
我们希望我们在主面前各地的聚会
We desire for all localities
都能够按照身体的原则活在主的跟前
That we would be able to live in the presence of the Lord based on the principle of the body 好叫我们
在聚会的生活里面经历基督的丰满
So that in body life we're able to experience that fullness of the Christ
然后我们晓得
We also know
这三件事情
Now these three matters
都需要圣灵
We require the Holy Spirit
没有圣灵
Without the Holy Spirit,
你不可能过里面丰富的生活
We're not able to have an abundant life from within
因为那一位保惠师
Because that comforter
他被称作是内住的灵
And he is the indwelling spirit
是因为他住到我们的里面
It is because he dwells within us
所以把神的同在丰富地带到我们的里面
So richly, fully, he brings the presence of God to abide in us
所以我们只有靠他我们才能过里面富足的生活
Therefore, it's only by the Holy Spirit we can have this abundant life within.
我们的基督徒的生活要过得实实在在的。
Now, in order for the Christian life to be real, substantial,
你必须依靠真理的灵。
We also must rely on the Spirit of truth.
因为只有真理的灵引我们进入实际。
Because only the Spirit of truth will lead us into all reality.
叫我们的生活能够实实在在。
So that our life would be real and substantial.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
无论你怎样想把一个基督徒生活过得美丽过得实在凭我们自己的力量做不到
Regardless how we think we're able to live the beautiful perfect Christian life according to our strength we cannot do it
主已经告诉我们
Our Lord already told us
只有真理的圣灵来才能引你进入实际
Only when the Holy Spirit of truth comes he'll lead us into the reality
所以我们要靠着圣灵过着一个实实在在的生活
Therefore it is through the Holy Spirit we go through and live this life in reality
我们要过一个丰富的教会生活
We must also have a rich, abundant church life.
我们也需要圣灵的工作
That also requires the work of the Holy Spirit.
所以因此圣灵也被称作 奉差遣的灵。
Therefore, the Holy Spirit is the Spirit that is sent.
所以主耶稣介绍这一位保惠师的时候，
Therefore, when the Lord Jesus introduces this Comforter,
他说他是内住的灵。
He said he's an indwelling Spirit.
他是真理的灵。
He is the Spirit of truth.
他是奉差遣的灵。
And he is the Spirit who is sent.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
我们还有不多的日子活在主的跟前。
We do not have any days as we live in the Lord's presence.
但愿因为这一位保惠师的带领，
And may it be through the guidance of this Comforter,
让弟兄姊妹里面的生活丰富起来，
so that our life within will become rich.
让我们的生活脱离很多的假冒，脱离很多的虚谎，实实在在活在主的。
So that our life can depart from much falsehood, hypocrisy, and live in reality.
让我们教会的生活，
so that our church life,
聚会生活，
our gathering,
能够被圣灵带到身体的原则里面，
that the Holy Spirit will lead us into the principle of living in the body.
好叫基督的丰富能够显在我们的中间，
that the fullness of Christ can be manifest, displayed in our midst.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
therefore, brothers and sisters,
其实呢，
in fact,
我也不是有多大的负担要讲什么道理。
Now, I do not have a great burden to speak on much doctrine.
我们已经来到一个非常紧迫的时刻，
we are at a very urgent time.
所以呢，我是想借这个机会和弟兄姊妹相互的勉励。
Therefore, through this opportunity, may we mutually encourage one another.
如果你忘记了我说的是什么，没有关系的。
If you have forgotten all that I share, that is fine.
只要这三件事情你记得。
If you remember these three things.
我们要求主使我们里面的生活丰富起来。
That we must seek the Lord to allow for us to have the rich life from within.
我们要使我们属灵的生活实实在在。
So that our spiritual living can be real.
我们要使我们教会的生活能够有基督的丰满，
so that the church life can have the fullness of Christ.
你如果能把这些记住，
if you remember these three points,
你也朝这个方向去，
and we go toward this direction,
或许主来的时候，
perhaps when the Lord returns,
我们可以欢然的来迎接他，
and we can all welcome him with joy.
那么今天晚上呢，
now this evening,
我们要继续和弟兄姊妹交通另一位保惠师。
I'll continue to share with brothers and sisters concerning this another comforter.
我们要讲到奉差遣的灵。
And we want to share on the Spirit whom is sent.
我们请弟兄姊妹和我一同来读一些主的话。
Now, brothers and sisters, if we can turn to the Word of God.
我们先看约翰福音第十四章。
Let us first turn to the Gospel according to John chapter 14.
约翰福音第十四章。
Gospel according to John chapter 14,
第二十六节
verse 26.
但保惠师就是父因我的名所要差来的圣灵，他要将一切的事指教你们，并且要叫你们想起我对你们所说的一切话。
But the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name,He shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you.
第十五章二十六节。
Chapter 15, verse 26.
但我要从父那里差保惠师来，就是从父出来真理的圣灵，他来了就要为我做见证。
But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me.
第十六章
Chapter 16
第七节和第八节
Verses 7 and 8
然而我将真情告诉你们，我去是与你们有益的。我若不去，保惠师就不到你们这里来。我若去，就差他来。他既来了，就要叫世人为罪、为义、为审判，自己责备自己。
Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment.
我们再看以弗所书。
Let's also turn to the book of Ephesians.
以弗所书第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
我们先读第七节和第八节。
Ephesians chapter 4, verses 7 and 8.
我们个人蒙恩都是照基督所量给个人的恩赐，所以经上说， 他升上高天的时候，掳掠了仇敌，将各样的恩赐赏给人。
But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men.
第十一节到十三节
Verses 11 to 13.
他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
我们再看哥林多前书第十二章。
Let us also look at 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
我们读先读四节到第七节。
We'll read verses 4 to 7.
恩赐原有分别，圣灵却是一位；执事也有分别，主却是一位；功用也有分别，神却是一位。在众人里面运行一切的事，圣灵显在个人身上，是要叫人得益处。
Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit, and there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord, and there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal.
第十一节
Verse 11.
这一切都是这位圣灵所运行，随己意分给个人的。
But all these worketh that one and the same self-spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will.
第十二节
Verse 12.
就如身子是一个，却有许多肢体，而且肢体虽多，仍是一个身子，基督也是这样。
For as the body is one and have many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is the Christ.
我们最后看创世纪第一章。
Let us lastly turn to Genesis chapter 1.
我们从第一章的二十六节读到二十八节。
We'll read Genesis chapter 1 verses 26 to 28.
神说，我们要照着我们的形象，按着我们的样式造人，使他们管理海里的鱼，空中的鸟，地上的牲畜和全地，并地上所爬的一切昆虫。神就照着自己的形象造人，乃是照着他的形象造男造女。神就赐福给他们，又对他们说，要生养众多，遍满地面，治理这地，也要管理海里的鱼，空中的鸟，和地上各样行动的活物。
And God said, Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, Be fruitful, and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth.
我们都知道，论到这个奉差遣的事情。
Now we know concerning he who is sent.
我们知道父是那位差遣者。
We know the Father is the one who sent.
主耶稣到地上来也是奉差遣。
Even our Lord Jesus, when he came into this world, he was sent.
那么圣灵到地上来也是奉差遣。
As the Holy Spirit comes into this world, he is also sent.
那么主耶稣到地上来做保惠师。
Now our Lord Jesus came into this world to be our comforter.
他要完成神给他的托付。
He is to complete the mission that was entrusted to him by
God the Father. 这个我们已经说过。
We have spoken about
this. 他付上了重大的代价，完成了基督的意义。
He has paid a great and heavy price to fulfill the very meaning of the Christ.
然后他成为一个标准的模型。
He also has been that perfect model.
而这另一位保惠师。
And there's another comforter.
就是圣灵。
That is the Holy Spirit.
他来了。
He has come.
他就要按照这个模型 做工在所有的人身上。
He is to also do his work according to that model of the Lord.
那么做工在主的教会里面。
And he is to do that work upon the church of the Lord.
啊，所以我们说过这另一位保惠师的来临。
So we said this another comforter that is to come.
他开启了一个新的时代。
He has opened up a new covenant.
这个新的时代的头一个特性。
And the first unique point about this new age
就现在神可以在人的里面做工
is that now God is able to work within man.
我们人蒙恩得救的人可以在里面经历神的事
And those who are saved by grace are able to experience the Lord from within.
那么这一位保惠师
Now this comforter
他不仅成为内住的灵
Not only is he the indwelling spirit
开启了一个里面的世界
And he has opened up this world within for us.
成为第二个特性就是成为真理的圣灵。
And the second unique point about him is he is the spirit of truth.
把真理彰显出来。
And he is to manifest the truth.
把真实的东西带来。
And he is to bring about that which is true.
我们说过在主耶稣降生之前。
And we have said before the Lord descended.
人类都是活在虚谎的光景中。
Mankind have lived under falsehood.
只等到主来了。
Only when the Lord has come.
真理来了。
And the truth has come.
真实才来了。
And reality has come.
而今天圣灵把这个真实带到我们的里面。
And today the Holy Spirit has brought this reality within us.
这是圣灵来了之后所开启新时代的第二个特性。
And this is the second unique point of this new covenant which the Holy Spirit has brought about.
第三个特性。
The third point.
实在来讲就是他来了之后要建立基督的身体。
He has come to establish the body of Christ.
也就是建立教会。
And that is to establish the church.
把所有蒙恩得救的人把它建造成为一个基督的身体。
And all those who are saved by grace, he is to build into the body of Christ.
这个都是在以往的世代所没有的。
And this is something that will take place not in the age past.
这是新时代的特性。
This is a uniqueness of this new age.
教会是基督的身体。
The church is the body of Christ.
所以认真的来说。
So,Seriously speaking,
主说到那日
on, at that day,
我们都知道那是指的五旬节的那一天。
We know he is pointing at the day of Pentecost.
其实五旬节的那一天
on the day of Pentecost,
圣灵降临最大的目的是建立基督的身体。
The greatest purpose of the Spirit coming upon us is to establish the body of Christ.
这个给人有许多奇特的经历有许多的这些恩赐这些还是附带的东西。
And all the gifts and all the special experiences that man experienced that only came along with that.
真正的目的是建立基督的身体。
But the true purpose of the Spirit descending is to establish the body of Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters,
当主完成了他那一份的托付
when the Lord has completed what was entrusted to him,
另一位保惠师
another comforter,
他就来接续前一位保惠师所成就的继续的来做工。
He is to continue to do the work which was completed by the first comforter.
我们知道他们奉差遣到地上都不做自己的工。
We know they were sent not to do their own work on earth.
就像约翰福音十三章里面主所说的一样。
Just in the gospel according to John chapter 13, our Lord says,
主说仆人不能大于主人。
That the servant cannot be greater than the master.
差人不能大于差他的人。
And the one who is sent cannot be greater than the one who sent him.
所以他们来了都是做父所差他们所做的工。
So they have come to do the very work which God the Father sent them to do.
那么圣灵来了也是做这样的工作。
And the Holy Spirit has come to do the same work.
那么到底神托付他们做什么呢
？In fact, then the question is, what did God entrust them to do?
我们知道神有神荣耀的心意。
We know God has a glorious will.
在创世纪第一章里面
，In Genesis chapter one,
圣经很清楚地启示我们
，The Bible reveals very clearly to us,
神的心意在人的身上
，That the heart of God is upon man.
神当初造人的时候
，When God created man,
我们看见一方面。
We see that on the one hand,
神要人有他的形象和样式。
God desires for man to have his image and his likeness.
那么第二方面
，a second point,
神要这个人成为有用的人。
God desires for this man to be useful,
可以为他管理整个的宇宙。
So that man can rule over all of God's universe.
那么在那里，他也讲到 他们要生养众多。
And also told them to be fruitful and multiply.
可见不是指一个两个人。
We can see then it's not just one or two.
是指的一个整个团体。
But it is a corporate body.
我们知道这里面就隐藏着教会的意义在。
And we know hidden within those words is the meaning of the church.
所以我们知道这是神的心意。
We know therefore this is the heart of God.
所以当主耶稣来到地上的时候。
So when the Lord Jesus came into this world.
我们看见他道成肉身成为一个人
We see that he is the word become flesh to become man.
他就把神心目中所要那个人的光景把它显明出来
He is able to fully display manifest the condition of man which God was after in the first place.
我们知道从亚当夏娃堕落之后
We know after Adam and Eve fell.
地上就没有所谓的正常人
There is no longer any normal man in this world.
所以在你我没有得救之前，我们都不正常。
So before you and I, before we were saved, we were not normal.
你不要一天到晚说这个不正常，那个不正常，你自己也不正常。
So do not say someone is abnormal. This person is not normal. That person is not normal. In fact, we are not normal.
只有主耶稣是正常人。
Only the Lord Jesus Himself is the normal man.
所以我们看见他在肉身中把神的形象显明出来。
And in His bodily form, He's able to display, make the Father known.
所以。使徒们都明白这个。
And the disciples understand this.
爱子是那不能见的神的像。
And the beloved son is the very image of God who cannot be seen.
他不仅把神的形象表明出来。
Not only did he fully display the image of God the Father.
那么并且呢他也显出那个极大的功用。
And he also was able to manifest that great function of man.
他不仅能医治病。
Not only did he cure all the diseases. And he cast out the demons.
能叫死人复活。
And he raised the dead.
哇我们也看见他能够指挥风和海。
He's able to also command the wind and the sea.
弟兄姊妹这一切所有的作为。
Brothers and sisters, all of such work.
都是原初在神心意中间所要那个人。所要表现的。
That was the original purpose of God, how He desired for this condition of man to appear.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，So dear brothers and sisters,
所以我们的主到地上来，就把神心中所要的那个正常的人，把它显明出来。
When our Lord Jesus came into this world, He displayed the normal man which God was after.
这就是创世纪第一章里面神所显示。他的荣耀的旨意。
And this is what God manifests His glorious will for us in Genesis chapter 1.
不仅这样，主耶稣在肉身中他的受死。
Not only that, but in His physical body, our Lord was crucified.
为整个的教会的建造立下了根基。
And He has formed the foundation for the building of the church.
所以我们说他是一个标准的模型。
So we say He is the perfect model.
所以现在。
Now,
圣灵来了
the Holy Spirit has come.
他又开始做工在每一个信徒的身上
And he has to do his work upon each individual saint.
他是按照神的那个按照主的标准来做
And it is according to the standard of the Lord.
第一个
First,
他要改变我们
He has to transform us.
那么他要让我们能够显出神的形象
And he desires for us to also display the image, the likeness of God.
所以他就在我们这个人的里面开始做工。
So he works within us.
他不仅要把我们的形象改变。
Not only is he to transform us in our image.
并且他要让我们每个弟兄姊妹都成为有用的人。
But he also desires each one of us to be one who is useful.
所以圣经中才论到这些恩赐的问题。
Therefore in the scriptures it is recorded for us about gifts.
因为神要使我们成为一个有用的人。
Because God desires for all of us to be useful.
他不仅先在一个一个的圣徒们身上做工。
Not only does he work individually upon each one of his saints.
那么他还要把这许多圣徒们最后呢把他带到合一的光景中
But at last he will bring all the saints corporately and to be in one
让基督的身体能够出现
So that the body of Christ can appear
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters
我们从主的话语里面
From the word of God
我们还可以很清楚地看见
We're able to clearly see
神的这一个带领
This is the guidance of God
我想弟兄姊妹们
Now I think brothers and sisters
容许我们在这里稍微的详细的把这些做一点的解释
Now allow for me to go into somewhat of detail to explain this somewhat
我们知道当圣灵来到的时候
We know that when the Holy Spirit has come
他在我们身上要做神所托付他所有的工作
He is to do the work which God has entrusted unto him
主耶稣在福音书里面 充分地介绍了这位保惠师的工作。
And our Lord Jesus himself fully have introduced this Holy Spirit and his work.
我们就看见这位圣灵所承担的工作是非常的丰富。
We're able to see the commission of this Holy Spirit and his work is how abundant and how rich.
非常的大。
And it's great.
也非常的艰巨。
It is also hard work.
啊，所以呢，神让他住在我们的里面来做。
So God allows for him to abide within us to do this work.
所以我们都很清楚。
And we're very clear.
今天我们得救。
Today we're saved.
是圣灵的重生。
It is that we are born again of the Spirit.
没有圣灵的工作，你根本不可能得救。
Without the work of the Spirit, we cannot be saved.
对不对呢？
Right?
是圣灵在我们里面做的奇妙的工作。
It is this wonderful work which the Holy Spirit does within us.
所以今天呢，有时候我们传福音啊。
So today when we preach the gospel,
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
我们不管这个人恩赐有多大，
regardless of how great the gift of an individual,
我们不能救人的。
We cannot save anyone.
人真正的得救是圣灵的工作。
It is the work of the Holy Spirit that saves.
老实讲，你今天要问我，
truth to be told, you ask me,
你怎么得救的？
How are you saved?
你什么时候得救的？
When are you saved?
我讲不清楚。
I cannot tell you very clearly.
你讲得清楚吗？
Are you very clear on that?
我听见有些弟兄姊妹做得救的见证，好像讲得蛮清楚的。
I see, here are some testimonies. Seems like they're very, very clear on the exact moment.
但我要问你说，什么时候你感觉到那个生命进来了呢？
But I asked, and when is it you feel exactly that the life has entered into you?
没有人能知道。
No one can know that.
啊，今天有很多人传福音传了地步说，你看我救了多少人。
And many preach the gospel and say, see how many I've saved.
弟兄姊妹，你能救人吗？
Brothers and sisters, are we able to save?
不，只不过是呢，神呢使用你。
No, but God uses us.
我常常讲，传福音呢，就是把在世界中把神的儿女叫回家。
Now, when I often put it this way, preaching the gospel is just calling the children of God home.
啊，有的人呢，这感动力小一点，一个福音聚会呢，哎呦，只一个人回来。
Sometimes there's very fewer moves, so during the gospel meeting, only one child came home.
啊，有的人呢，感动力大一点，声音大一点，一叫一群人回来。
And some are moving, and they have a louder voice, and they call, and many children come home.
你顶多是靠着主的恩典，把神的儿女们叫回家了。
At most, we're only by the grace of God that we're calling the children of God home.
我们不能救人。
We cannot save.
是圣灵重生人得救的。
But we are born again of the Holy Spirit that we are saved.
所以你看见有很多弟兄姊妹蒙恩得救，有时候是莫名其妙的。
So many who are saved by grace, we are very unclear when we were saved.
我有听见有个弟兄告诉他，他有一天在路上走路走路就得救了。
And I hear a brother share his testimony. He's just walking one day.
忽然里面领悟了，他就相信耶稣了。
Suddenly, he was awakened and he believed in the Lord Jesus, brothers and sisters.
圣经明显地告诉我们，
The Bible clearly tells us,
人的得救是圣灵的重生。
That man is saved because we are born again of the Holy Spirit.
的确，他是也是赐生命的灵。
And in fact, he is the Spirit who gives life.
所以呢，他先在我们这些蒙恩得救人身上做重生的工作。
So the first work the Holy Spirit does is that we are all regenerated.
啊，然后
，And then，
他没有停止他的工作。
He does not stop his work.
他就在我们里面做了一个保惠师。
He continues to be our comforter.
弟兄姊妹们，这个工作
Now, brothers and sisters, such a work
可是非常非常的丰富。
It is a very rich, abundant work.
哇，这个工作呢，是又细致又精致的工作。
Now, this work is very detailed and very fine.
它在我们里面好像教育我们。
He is teaching us from within.
他改变我们。
He transforms us.
他归正我们。
And he corrects us.
所以你看见在主耶稣论到这位保惠师时候讲到许许多多的事。
So when we see the Lord introducing this Holy Spirit, he speaks much.
他在我们里面指示我们，指教我们。
And he teaches us from within.
啊，如果没有圣灵的教导啊，
Now without the teaching of the Holy Spirit,
我们真是不明白属灵的事情。
We cannot understand spiritual things.
他在我们里面也提醒我们。
He also reminds us from within.
哎呀，你知道我们这个人呢，这个思想常常健忘。
Now you know we are very forgetful beings.
我常常讲，我们这个堕落的思想很麻烦。
And you say our fallen mind is very troublesome.
我们是该记的记不住，不该记的就老是忘不掉。
We always forget what we ought to remember, and we always remember what we should forget.
那些属灵的事情老是记不住的。
Now spiritual things we cannot remember.
圣灵在里面帮助我
们。But the Holy Spirit within us helps us.
让我们能够想起主的事情。
So that we will bring into remembrance the Lord's matters.
然后他在里面光照我们。
And he enlightens us.
常常叫我们自责。
so that we will rebuke ourselves.
啊，我永远不会忘记。
I cannot forget.
1959年
In 1959.
我们受浸的那一年。
And that year I was baptized.
受浸是糊里糊涂的。
I was very not very clear, confused when I was baptized.
后来我去参加个青年聚会。
I went to a youth meeting.
哇，就在那个聚会里面呢。
And during the meeting.
那天我经历圣灵在我里面的光照。
And I experienced the enlightenment of the Holy Spirit within me.
大家都站起来认罪。
And everyone stood up and confessed their sins.
我开始站起来的时候，我想。
And when I first stood up, I thought, what kind of sin do I have?
我就在想啊，我到底有什么？
And I just try to think, what kind of sin do I have?
我怎么想也想不起几样。
And no matter how much I can,
就在那个时候，
recall, I cannot count too many.
突然圣灵的光照进来了。
But immediately the illumination of the Holy Spirit came.
我就看见我从小到大还犯了不少罪呢。
And when I was young till I was an adult, I have committed so much sin.
因此我就大声的起来呼喊。
And so I stood up and I cried out loud.
那天我才真正知道我是罪人。
And at that moment, I know I'm a sinner.
那么我开始自责。
And I rebuked myself.
这是圣灵光照的工作，对不对？
And this is the work of the enlightenment of the Holy Spirit, right?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
dear brothers and sisters,
今天我们不需要人告诉我们你错了，你不对了。
We don't need others to tell us you're wrong, you did this wrong.
需要圣灵的光照。
Well, we need the enlightenment of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵在我们里面会光照我们。
And the Holy Spirit within us will enlighten us.
然后呢，他把我们引到主话语的实际的里面。
And he will also lead us into the reality of the word of God.
然后他在生活中引导我们。
And he leads us in our daily living.
然后呢，他也在生活中管制我们。
He also governs us in our daily living.
啊，我们就看见我们生活中间出现了许许多多的事。
And we see so many things in our circumstances that come about.
从我们得救的那个时刻开始。
From the moment we're saved by grace.
哎呀，在我幼年的生活里。
And even in my youthful days.
常常听见圣灵在我里面。
And many times I hear the teaching of the Holy Spirit from within.
我过去生活上有很多不好的习性的改变，都不是人教导的。
And many of the habits I have in my daily living is not taught by man.
今天呢，我就发现好像很多神的儿女们呢，人在外面这样讲那样叫那样禁止，都还是禁止不了。
And today we see so many of the children are being taught this and forbidden to do that, and no matter how we try, we cannot change them.
那么今天你有主的灵在你的里面。
But today we have the Spirit of the Lord within us.
所以正像约翰在约翰一书里面所说的一样。
So just as it tells us in 1 John.
他说自有主的恩膏在凡事上教导你。
Only the teaching of the anointing who teaches us in all things.
不需要人教导你。
And we do not need a teacher.
但是可怜呐。
But sadly.
今天我们看。
We see so many children of the Lord need much teaching.
这证明我们里面的生活贫穷啊。
This only proves how weak our inner life is.
我们不够顺服圣灵在里面的这个带领。
And we're not submissive enough to obey the guidance of the Holy Spirit within.
那么圣灵也做印记。
And the Holy Spirit is also the seal.
打上印。
And he has sealed us.
哦，弟兄姊妹们，这个很重要。
Now, brothers and sisters, this is very important.
啊，你凡是你所做的事情符合于神的心意，他给你打上个印。
Everything that we do is according to the heart of God. He will put his seal of approval on.
将来到主那里去的时候啊。
In that day when we see the Lord.
你这一生里面看看有多少事上圣灵打过印。
We'll see how many seals of approval we have from the Spirit.
啊，我们知道旧约时代。
We know in the Old Testament.
那些以色列的商人。
The merchants of Israel.
他们跑到高山上。上面去砍木头
and they have gone to the mountains to cut the wood.
因为那个时候呢，不像现在有这么多好的交通工具。
There's much transportation means now.
所以他木头砍下来之后呢，他们就从那个海里面这么把它运过来。
But in the days past, when we cut the wood, they will ship it by the water.
那么多商人
there are so many different merchants.
到处都木头来了，谁是谁的不知道。
There's so much wood floating. Who belongs to who?
每次砍下一个木头，就上面打个印。
So each time they cut down the wood, they would put their seal on to identify.
所以等到这个木头全部到了海港上了
，and when all the wood is at the port,
个人就按照那个印记去找他的木头。
It is according to the seal that they seek out what belongs to them.
今天圣灵在我们身上。
Today, the Holy Spirit is a seal upon us.
你顺服他有多少？
When we obey him.
你照他的意思做了多少？
When we do according to his will.
他都给你打上印记。
He will put his seal upon us.
哦，弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
这个关乎到我们将来在主跟前得产业的事情。
Now, this has to do with our inheritance before the Lord.
非常的重要。
It is very important.
所以呢，弟兄姊妹们。
So, brothers and sisters.
我们看见，当我们一蒙恩得救之后。
After we're saved by grace.
那么圣灵呢？就开始在我们这个人里面做工。
The Holy Spirit continues His work within us.
他一点一点的把我们的败坏的天性把它铲除。
Little by little, He will remove that corrupt nature of ours.
借着十字架的工作。
And through the work of the cross.
改变 我们这个人的魂。
He will transform our soul.
把一点一点的把它取出。
Little by little, he will remove it.
弟兄姊妹，这是长期的工作。
Brothers and sisters, this is a long work.
这是我们基督徒一生的经历。
And this is our lifelong experience.
啊，所以我们都在这个改变的过程当中。
And we are all in this process of being transformed.
啊。弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
我们应该有一个属灵的眼光
We ought to have spiritual vision.
今天我们看地上的教会很多都不完全
Today when we see the church on earth, many are imperfect.
我们看弟兄姊妹不完全
We see brothers and sisters and we are not perfect.
其实我们自己也不完全
And in fact, we are not perfect.
但是我们有一个荣耀的盼望
But we have such a glorious hope.
因为我们在这个改变的过程中
Because we're in the process of being transformed.
这个改变的过程中有时候不大好看
Now, sometimes in the work of transformation, it's not pretty to look at.
哎，等到它改变完全的时候就漂亮，就好看。
But after the work is finished, then it is beautiful.
所以这是今天基督徒在地上的生活。
So today, as we live,
所以呢，我们不要呢在教会里面呢用人的眼光来看事情。
Let us not look at the matter with our earthly eyes.
主给我们一个命令。
The Lord gives us this command.
叫我们彼此相爱。
That we ought to love one another.
哎呦，我是发觉这个命令真是难守。
I find this is a very hard commandment to keep.
因为你们原谅我在教会里面真正可爱的人不太多。
Now forgive me for putting it this way. There are not a lot of lovely people in the church.
我常常觉得自己也不可爱。
And even I feel I'm not very lovely myself.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹们，我们要用主的眼光来看。
We have to look with the eyes of the Lord.
正在一个改变的过程。
Because we're all a work in progress.
每个人都是有盼望。
Each one of us have hope.
或有的人顺服的多。
Some may obey a bit more.
改变的多。
And they are transformed more.
显出来的可爱多一点。
And so they appear more lovely.
所以有的弟兄姊妹们会喜欢靠近他。
And so there are some brothers and sisters we love to draw near.
他比较属灵啊。
Because they're more spiritual.
其实就他改变多一点。
But because that means they've been transformed more.Or transform less.
但是我们都在改变。
But we're all being transformed.
我们真是感谢我们的神啊。
And indeed we thank our God.
他差遣这么一位宝贵的保惠师在我们里面。
He has sent such a precious comforter within us.
圣灵有无限的忍耐在我们里面做工。
And there's infinite patience with the work of the Spirit within us.
哦，你想一想你就知道多么不容易啊。
Consider this, how it is not easy at all.
人不能知道我们里面的故事，对不对
？Now, no one knows the story that lies within.
我们表面看起来不错的。
On the appearance, we look fine.
这个里面到底是什么东西呢
？But what's the condition within?
谁敢把里面东西显给人家看
？Who would expose themselves within to others?
但是圣灵就住在你里面。
But the Holy Spirit dwells right within us.
他才知道你里面多败坏。
And he knows exactly how corrupt each one of us and how frightening that is.
所以你知道我们的主耶稣降卑自己来到地上住在马槽里。
So even our Lord, when he descended, he was born in a manger.
哎呀，我每次想到里面都很受感动，对不对
？And each time when I think of this,
他这么尊贵荣耀，他居然住在马槽里。
How glorious and how splendor and majesty he dwelled in the manger.
弟兄姊妹，你想一想。
Brothers and sisters, consider this.
今天圣灵住在你我的里面。
Today the Holy Spirit is dwelling within us.
我们这个里面比马槽更可怕。
Now within us is even more dirty and frightening than the manger.
对不对呢
？Right.
马槽里面呢，那个就顶多是些马的味道了，这个不太好闻了。
Now,
我们这个里面可是可怕。
Now in the manger, perhaps there's the horse manure and it does not a pleasant smell, but within us it's even much, much worse.
但是主说他要永远住在你们里面。
But the Lord says he will abide in you forever.
哇，我常常有时候想起来，我觉得不仅对主亏欠，对于这位保惠师，我们也是有很大的亏欠。
And oftentimes I think how we come short of the Lord, and we also come much short of this comforter.
我们常常让他担忧。
We grieve him much.
但是他不放弃。
But he does not forsake.
不管我们改变得多困难。
Regardless of how difficulty, how slow the transformation is.
多么刚硬。
How stubborn we are.
多么不顺服。
How disobedient we are.
有时候我们很邪恶。
And many times very wicked.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
他永不离开我们
He does not depart.
他永远住在我们里面
He abides within us.
他忍受这个痛苦
He abides within us forever. He bears this pain.
接受父的托付
This is what the Father has entrusted to him.
在我们里面做改变的工作
And he does this work of transformation.
我在中国碰见一位很年长的弟兄
And I've encountered an elderly brother in China.
其实他是一个 德高望重的人。
He's one who has much respect from others.
但是他在主的光中非常认识自己。
But under the light of the Lord, he knows himself full well.
有一天他对我说。
And one day he said to me,
孙弟兄。
Brother son.
他说你知道吗
？Do you know?
我很坏的。
I'm very bad.
哎呀，我真的心里受感动啊。
And I'm moved within when he would say that about himself.
他是教会的领袖。
He is the leader of the local church.
弟兄姊妹们那样的尊重他的一个人。
And so many brethren respect him much.
他说我是一个坏，很坏的人。
But he says I'm a very, very bad person.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天有几个人愿意讲这个话呢？
Brothers and sisters, how many of us would claim that about ourselves today?
我们看见自己里面的败坏吗？
Do we see the corruption within?
但是我们有盼望。
But yet we have hope.
因为这一位圣灵住在我们的里面。
Because His Holy Spirit abides within us.
他有无限的忍耐在我们身上做工。
Infinite patience toward us working.
直到今天，他没有停止他的工作。
Even until today, His work does not cease.
他今天不能改变你。
He cannot change us today.
他明天还要改变你。
He continues his work tomorrow.
有的十年过去了。
After 10 years.
还改不了。
We are still unchanged.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我承认在我身上有一些的软弱。
I confess there are many weaknesses upon myself.
已经过去几十年了。
So many decades.
虽然道理上我都明白。
Even I understand this in
doctrine. 我都知道我需要胜过这些东西的。
And I know full well I need to overcome such things.
但是呢一直好像。都还不能过去。
But it seems as I just cannot overcome.
我就感觉到圣灵用无限的忍耐在我里面。
And I just know.
等候我们慢慢的改变。
There is infinite patience from the Holy Spirit awaiting from me.
他要把我们这些丑陋的除掉。
And all this ugliness he will remove.
把基督的美丽带进来。
And he will bring in the beauty of Christ.
他把那个低级的除掉。
And he will remove the low things.
把高级的带进来。
And he will bring in the high things.
他把我们那一些羞耻的东西除掉
and he will remove all those shameful things
要把基督的荣耀带进来
and he will bring in the glory of Christ
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
dear brothers and sisters
因为这是父神的心意
because this is the heart of God the Father
因为父拣选我们要我们得儿子的名分
because God the Father has chosen us to have sonship
就是说呢他的儿子怎样他要把我们改变跟他的儿子一样
in other words how his son is he will transform us to be like his son
所以圣灵就承担了这么一个艰巨的任务
And this is the difficult task of the Holy Spirit.
他就住在我们的里面。
He abides within us.
天天的改变我们。
Daily transforming us.
弟兄姊妹们，这些改变的过程。
Brothers and sisters, the process of transformation.
才是我们真正的属灵生活。
It is our true spiritual living.
啊，这个才是宝贵的。
And that is what is precious.
所以我们要感谢我们的主。
And we must thank our Lord.
他论到这一位保惠师的时候
When he spoke of this comforter,
他说父差来的圣灵
The spirit whom the Father sent,
他奉差遣
He is one who is sent.
他是有使命有目的的
He has purpose and he has a mission.
所以他首先就要把主所救赎回来的人
So first, all those whom the Lord has redeemed,
做一个彻底的改变。
He will do this thorough, complete transformation. So,
亲爱弟兄姊妹们,
so my dear brothers and sisters,
我们应当感恩,
we must give thanks.
啊, 因为我们是蒙大恩的人,
because we have been bestowed great grace.
所以彼得晚年书就说,
so Peter in his last days,
我们能重生是神的大怜悯。
It is by the great mercy of God we have been regenerated.
亲爱弟兄姊妹们,
dear brothers and sisters,
神的意念向着他所创造的人，那是不知道有多荣耀。
Now the mind, the thought of God toward those whom He has created is so glorious.
所以我们今天呢，在这个改变的过程中
，So today for us to be in the process of this transformation,
我们仰望主的怜悯
，We look unto our Lord's mercy,
让我们能对圣灵有更多的顺服。
So that we may have more obedience to the Spirit.
能够更多的体贴他。
And that we would be even more mindful of Him.
所以神既然造人要有他的形象和他的样式。
If God created man in His image, in His likeness.
就神一定要做到。
God must do so.
神借他的儿子做模型借着圣灵来做工。
And God through His Son being the model, through the Holy Spirit completing that work.
所以这是圣灵奉差遣所要做的一份非常重要的工作。
And this is the important work that the Holy Spirit is doing when He was sent.
他不仅要把我们整个里面的形象样式改变
He is not only to transform our image, our likeness completely.
并且神造人的另一个目的呢，是要叫我们成为有用的人。
And the purpose which God created man was for man to be useful.
弟兄姊妹，我们可以看，可以明白。
Brothers and sisters, we can understand. We who are created.
我们不仅以我们个人人的生命。
It is not only our individual life.
有我们的性格。
We have our personality.
我们也是有用的人。
We also ought to be one who is useful,
right? 今天在座的弟兄姊妹。
All of us seated here today.
我看个个都是有用的人。
I see all of us, we ought to be useful.
啊，我们从小学到大学到研究所这么样的学习过来。
We have gone through school from elementary to high school to college to graduate school.
就是追求什么呢？
What are we pursuing after?
追求做一个有用的人。
We want to be one who is useful.
我们的智慧需要开发。
And we have to have our wisdom grow.
我们的经验需要增加。
We have to increase our experience.
我们的技巧需要加多。
We have to have more technical skills.
所以你就看见今天很多人都成为有用的人。
And we see so many in society become one who's useful.
哇，有的人呢，这个学问做得很大。
And some are very highly educated.
有的人钱赚得很多。
And some have made much money.
哇，就是什么显出这个人的这个才干。
That is manifesting their talent.
但是弟兄姊妹们，
But brothers and sisters,
我们需要明白一件事情。
We have to understand one thing.
啊，天然的才干。
Now natural talent.
你可以为着你的自己。
It is for ourselves.
为着我们的家庭。
For our family.
为着我们的儿女。
For our children.
但是圣经告诉我们，
But the Bible tells us,
神把属天的功用加在我们身上。
When God has added to us this heavenly function,
这个功用，
such a function,
只能为着建造基督的身体，
can only be used to build the body of Christ.
绝不能用神给的恩赐建立自己的事业。
We must not use the gift given to us by God to establish our own career. We have to be very careful.
我们看见教会的历史，
we see throughout church history.
看见今天地上的众教会的情形，
we see so much of the situation in the churches on earth.
很多人从神得着了一点恩赐，
we have some gifts from God.
他们就建立自己的事业去了，
and we establish our own career upon that.
这是一个很大的错误，
and that is a great error.
这是非常危险的一件事情。
It is very dangerous.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们在读圣经的时候，
When we read the Bible,
我们就发现神把这些的功用加在我们的身上。
We see that God has added these functions unto us.
完全是为着他的目的。
It is completely for his own purpose.
是为了建造基督的身体。
It is to build the body of Christ.
除此之外不能做其他的用途。
Aside from that, we cannot use his gifts for anything else.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
So dear brothers and sisters,
将来我们到永世里面的时候，
On that eternal day,
我们人就要侍奉我们的神。
When we are to serve our God,
神要我们每个人都是成为有用的人。
God desires for all His people to be useful.
啊，所以今天
，So today,
那么圣灵把各样的恩赐赏赐给人。
The Holy Spirit has given us various gifts.
我们知道这些恩赐都是一些的功用。
We know these gifts are some functions.
啊，那么有了这些恩赐
，And when we have such gifts,
我们才能够侍奉神呢。
Then we're able to serve God.
啊，我们知道没有神给的恩赐，你很难侍奉。
Now we know if we don't have the gift from God, it's hard for us to serve.
我满心感谢我的主啊。
And I am full of thanksgiving toward my Lord.
啊，像我从小就不太会讲话。
Now even as I was growing up, I'm not very eloquent.
并且呢，最怕站在人跟前。
And I dread standing before man.
啊，我曾经跟弟兄姊妹讲过。
And I share this with brothers and sisters.
我在求学的过程。
During my school days.
那么。我最怕的是什么呢？
What did I fear the most?
医生我不要做。
I didn't want to be a doctor.
啊，老师我更害怕。
I'm even more afraid to be a teacher.
站在人面前要
I have to stand before the students and speak.
所以呢，我选择做工程师。
So I wanted to be an engineer.
我每天面对机器。
I'm only facing the computers.
哎，我在心里就比较舒服。
Then I feel a lot more relaxed.
我不太会讲话。
I'm not very eloquent.
我有四个兄弟。
I have four siblings.
我哥哥们常常笑我的。
And my older brothers always laugh at me.
哎呀，他们说这个老三呐，哎呀，闷得很，最不会讲话。
Oh, this number three, he is so boring. He doesn't know how to speak.
所以我从小就很怕讲话。
So I dread speaking.
但是我没有想到有一天呢，主拣选我 出来为他说话。
But I just cannot imagine the Lord has chosen me to be His mouthpiece.
你不知道我早年蒙恩的那几年呢，天天都是胆战心惊。
You know, the first few years when I was saved by grace, I was always very fear and trembling.
一想到讲道我就害怕。
And each time when I thought I have to speak, I'm so frightful.
尤其到陌生的地方，跟陌生人在讲，更是害怕。
Especially when I'm in an unfamiliar place, I'm speaking to people I don't know, even more frightening.
亲爱弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
就是我自己来讲，真是一无。可夸的。
According to myself, there's nothing to boast.
到今天能够为主说一点话。
Until today, I'm able to speak somewhat for the Lord.
我只得承认这是主给的恩赐。
I can only acknowledge this is by the gift of God.
有人说，哎呀，孙弟兄，你口才不错。
And some say, oh, brother Sun, you're quite eloquent.
我说你完全不明白我。
I said, you completely don't know me at all.
亲爱弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我就知道若是没有圣灵所给的恩赐，你很难服事。
We know that without the gift of the Holy Spirit, we cannot serve well.
所以今天圣灵来了，他把各样的恩赐，那么赏赐给人。
So the Holy Spirit has come and given us various gifts.
亲爱弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
因为他要建立基督的身体。
Because he is to establish the body of Christ.
所以他因此把各样不同的恩赐赏赐下来。
So he has given a diversity of gifts.
以弗所书第四章告诉我们。
In Ephesians chapter 4 it tells us.
这个恩赐的来源从哪里来的。
Where is the source, the origin of this gift?
是我们的主复活升天以后。
It is when our Lord was risen and he ascended on high.
并且掳掠了所有的仇敌。
And he has taken captivity captive.
然后把恩赐赏赐下来。
And then given gifts unto men.
所以你知道吗？
Now do you know?
每一个恩赐都是宝贵的。
Each gift is precious.
都是升天的。
It is ascended.
复活的。
It is risen.
每一个恩赐都是胜过仇敌的。
And each gift has overcome the enemy.
因为呢？为什么要这样呢？
Why must it be so?
因为基督身体的建立是不容易的一
件事。Because the building of the body of Christ is not easy.
并且呢，他把这个恩赐赐下来，赐给所有蒙恩的弟兄姊妹。
And he has given this gifts to all the children who are saved by grace.
所以其实每个弟兄姊妹都有恩赐。
So in fact, all of us, we each have gifts.
只不过你不知道就是了。
But perhaps we are unawares.
但奇妙，有时候环境呢就把它显出来了。
But sometimes, oddly enough, the circumstances will force us to manifest the gift.
有人服侍服侍，这个恩赐就显出来了。
And sometimes, as we serve, the gift is manifested.
哎呀，你就稀奇，我们里面原来还有一个有些功能是我们自己不知道。
And we'll be amazed. In fact, there are some hidden functions that we did not realize at first.
因为什么？圣灵住在你里面。
Because the Holy Spirit abides within us.
他按照这个需要的情况，他把恩赐赏赐给我们。
According to what is needed, he will give those gifts.
所以我们看见在以弗所书的里面，很明显的告诉我们，神把这样的恩赐、那样的恩赐赏赐下来。
God has given this gift, that gift, and given gifts to men.
为什么？为了建造基督的身体。
And the purpose is to build the body of Christ.
我们知道这是神重要的心意。
And we know this is an important heart desire of God.
今天
，Now today, brothers and sisters,
对于教会。必须有一个准确的认识。
We must have an accurate understanding of the church today.
今天，教会必须按照身体的原则来建立。
Today, the church must be built according to the principle of the body.
你知道很有趣的事情呢，两千年教会历史。
You know, this is very interesting for 2,000 years in church history.
很多侍奉主的人想管理神的教会。
There are so many people who want to govern the church of God.
圣经中也找不出一个这个。好像一个模型。
And it doesn't seem to give us this model in the scriptures.
那么怎么样来管理教会呢？
Then how is it do we govern the church?
所以教会里面就出现了各式各样不同的这些人的思想。
And so there are so many of man's thinking in government of the church.
最早期的时候。
So in the early church.
那些教父们。
In the early church fathers.
他们呢也找不出办法，他们就从圣经里面看见了这个，好像这个监督啊，这个长老呢，好像他们就把它拿来运用。
And they cannot find a model, so they know they seem to see there's elders, the overseers, and the deacons.
为了使教会有秩序啊。
And so there would be order in the church.
所以他们在教会里面建立了这个阶级。
And so there seems to be these different hierarchy in the church.
我们知道这是很大的错误。
And we know that's a great error.
这个危害后期的教会非常的厉害。
And this caused great harm to the church age to come.
哇，有的人呢，因为从前呢，在公司里面呢。 是经营公司的。
Now, perhaps someone who was a CEO of a company.
他公司管理得非常好。
He can govern his company very well.
所以他就把他管理公司的方法拿到教会里面来管理。
So he'll use the method of governing a company and use it on the church.
各式各样不同的方法。
And so many, many different ways.
各式各样不同的做法。
Various methods and ways to govern the church.
但是弟兄姊妹们。
But brothers and sisters.
其实圣经已经告诉我们。
But the Bible already told us.
教会的侍奉。
The service in the church
是按照身体的原则。
It is according to the principle of the body.
这个对很多基督徒来讲，觉得这个很抽象。
And so to many Christians, this is too abstract.
我记得有一次一个印度的弟兄啊，到我们中间来。
This time, there is a brother from India who visited us.
因为他知道我们中间一直讲这个教会就是基督的身体。
Because he realized that we've been sharing on that the church is the body of Christ.
所以他呢为了讨好我们。
And so just to please us.
他祷告的时候就左一个 body 右一个 body 怎么这。
So in every other phrase he used in his prayer, he keeps on mentioning about the body.
所以有一天呢，这个我们坐在那个房间里啊。
So one day when we were in the room.
我说弟兄啊，你祷告的时候一个 body 右一个 body。
And I said, brother, when you pray, you keep on saying the body, the body.
请你讲讲什么是 the body of Christ.
So, can you share a little bit what do you mean by the body of Christ?
哎呦，他紧张起来了。
And he became very anxious.
他就讲这个 body 就是 body.
He said, well, the body is the body.
结果还是不懂。
He didn't really explain himself.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So, brothers and sisters.
这是今天我们需要明白的。
This is something we need to understand today.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
虽然我们不能明白。
Even though we cannot fully understand.
但是要顺服圣灵的带领。
But when we obey the guidance of the Spirit.
尊重圣灵的主权。
To respect the sovereignty of the Spirit.
你会看见神的灵在神的百姓中运行。
And we can see the Spirit moving amongst the people of God.
他会按照身体的原则带领神的百姓。
And according to the principle of the body, he will lead the people.
所以圣灵来把各样的恩赐赏赐给人。
So the Spirit has come to give gifts unto man.
所以呢，我们一同起来建立基督的身体。
So that we are all used to build the body of Christ.
所以因此，以弗所书第四章才讲到这个恩赐的来源。
So in Ephesians chapter 4 tells us the source of this gift.
讲到恩赐的功用。
The function of the gift.
才讲到这个恩赐的目的。
And the purpose of the gift.
是吧？所以我们现在知道所有这些恩赐啊都是一个 function, 就是啊。
We know all these gifts are act as a function.
在教会里面呢。
In the church.
认真讲我们没有地位上的不同。
We say there is no difference in our position.
我们都是神的儿女嘛。
We are all children of God.
所以我们晓得弟兄运动的时候他们才看见这个真理。
And we see that the brethren movement, they saw this truth.
他就说我们都是弟兄。
We are all brethren.
因为我们只有一位父亲。
Because there's only one father.
是吧Right? 但是呢，我们有功用上面的不一样。
But we have all different functions.
恩赐上的不一样。
And different gifts.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
那么我们是在基督的身体上面的不同的功用。
So we all have different functions in the body of Christ.
那么这个非常的重要。
Now this is very important.
所以今天呢，我们需要从圣经里面明白这个恩赐的这个用意。
So today we have to understand what is the purpose, the usefulness of this function of the gift.
所以教会里面呢。没有这个什么地位啊，什么 title 的问题。
So in the church, there ought not to be any position or title.
认真讲，今天呢，很可惜，整个基督教都犯了历史上的错误。
Now, very sad, today in Christianity, we still have this error that is from history.
而很多的这些呢，定型的观念呢，已经跑到我们里面来。
And there is very, this very typical thoughts that come into our mind.
有很多人呢，还没信主呢，他就知道这个教会里面这个组织是什么东西。
Now, even before they're saved, the unbelievers know there is a hierarchy in the church.
所以当初弟兄们，他们费了很大的力气，付了很大的代价。带我们重新回到真理里面。
And so the brethren have to expend much energy and effort to bring us back to the truth.
我今天在聚会里面。
Today when I'm in the gathering place.
我们有很多弟兄姊妹。
There are many brothers and sisters.
因为他们不够明白圣经。
Because we don't understand the scriptures enough.
他们说我们教会有这两个传道人。
We say there are two servants in the church.
同工好像我们就变成一个特别地位。
And so their co-worker seems like they're elevated in a special position.
我一再告诉他们。
And I tell them again.
我说我在西雅图我就是一个弟兄。
I say in Seattle I'm a brother.
我有不同的功用。
I have a different function.
如果呢，现在因为我现在比较年长的，因为你年长的缘故，你尊重我，那我也接受了。我是老了。
Now, because I'm older and I'm getting old, and you show me some respect for the elderly, I can accept that.
如果今天主给我一份的恩赐功用，我显出的功用，弟兄姊妹，这个尊重，这个我也接受。
Now, if I'm given a function, a gift by the Lord, and I manifest that function, and others respect that, I can also accept that.
我绝不接受你们把我摆在一个工人的地位上，对我有什么样的恭敬？不。
Now I dare not accept anything that you elevate me to the position of a worker, that you would give me any special treatment or respect. I cannot accept that.
在教会里面
，in the church，
我们个人要显出个人不同的功用。
Each one of us ought to manifest our different function.
有一个很重要的事情
，very importantly，
在以弗所书第四章告诉我们
，in Ephesians chapter 4 tells us，
我们要成全圣徒。
It's for the perfecting of the saints.
啊，弟兄姊妹要成全圣徒。
It is for the perfecting of the saints.
在教会中最好是所有弟兄姊妹都能发挥他的功用。
It ought to be. It would be best if all brothers and sisters manifest their function.
今天我们在教会里有些弟兄们呢，他们的确也是很爱主，很付代价。
Today there are many brethren who love the Lord and who pay the cost.
他就自己一个人拼命的做。
And they themselves do all the work.
不太会成全别人。
And that is not for the perfecting of the saints.
觉得很可惜。
And that is very sad.
那么有的时候呢，我们觉得哎呀，这个人呢，这个还不行，不行，你要给他试一试。你不试，你怎么知道他不行呢？
Now we say, oh, this person, oh, I don't think he'll do. But if we don't try, how do we know he cannot do it?
你知道这些年在我们那个聚会里，我们试啊试，试出很多人才来了。
Now you know.
不是人才，天才啊。
Well, we gather, we try, and we find out a lot of useful, not for man, but for God, heavenly use of function.
哇，有的弟兄们真的现在越来越能进功用啊。
And so we see more and more brethren able to fulfill their ministry.
弟兄姊妹们，这是一个好的现象。
Brothers and sisters, that is a good phenomenon.
但是我们觉得我们这不够。
But that's not enough.
我们要竭力地向着这个身体的方向发展。
We have to strive even more diligently toward the body of the function of the body.
在这里做了一点点。
And so we've done somewhat.
你都感觉到聚会里面比从前来的丰富。
We'll feel that the meeting is even more abundant than before.
所以这是神的心意。
And this is the heart of God.
所以今天圣灵来，他要把各样的恩赐加在人的身上。
And so the Spirit has come to give gifts unto men.
那么弟兄姊妹们，
Now brothers and sisters,
保罗到了哥林多的前书十二章，
Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 12,
他又详细的讲到这个圣灵所赐下来的各样的这个恩赐。
He goes into detail on all these gifts that are given by the Spirit.
今天这一段话也被很多人误解了。
Now today many misunderstand these words.
好像有很多时候这张圣经呢变成那个灵恩派的专利了。
Now it seems like this is a passage is especially used by those who are charismatic.
啊，这是一个很大的错误。
That is a great error.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
这张圣经非常重要。
Now this passage is extremely important.
啊，在这里保罗讲到这个各式各样不同的恩赐。
Because here Paul speaks on the spiritual gifts that are different.
请我们记得一件事情。
But let's remember one thing.
当他讲论完这些恩赐之后，
After he finished speaking on these gifts,
第十二节开始，
Starting from verse 12,
立刻就讲到身体。
Immediately he speaks about the body.
原来这些恩赐呢，都是身体上肢体的功用。
That is to tell us, and all these gifts ought to be the function of the members of the body.
这就提醒我们，
This reminds us that
没有一个恩赐可以单独运用的。
There is no one gift that is solely used.
你需要配搭。
We have to coordinately work together.
今天呢，我们看见在整个地上教会中所发生的一些错误现象。
And today we see some erroneous conditions in the church today.
我年轻时候就听弟兄们讲。
And when I was young, I heard the brethren say.
他说今天在基督教里面。
Today in Christianity.
你看看，一个恩赐打一个旗号。
And you say that each gift they have their own slogan.
啊，好像呢。这个每个人都是按照他们个人的恩赐发展他们个人的情况。
And each of the brethren with the gift have their own division, and they are only working toward their own area.
我们忘记了哥林多前书十二章这里说的。
And we have forgotten what is spoken here in 1 Corinthians.
保罗先讲这些恩赐的功用。
Paul first speaks on the functions of these gifts.
然后就把基督的身体摆出来了。
And then he places forth the body of Christ.
那个意思很明显告诉我们。
So that clearly tells us.
没有一个恩赐可以单独运用。
There is no one gift that is solely used.
你想今天在我们身体上有很多的肢体。
Now you say there are so many members in our own body today.
虽然有的时候他在做不同的功用。
And even though these members have different functions.
我的手跟我的脚用处不一样。
Now my feet and my hands they have different functions.
我的耳朵跟我的鼻子不一样。
My ears and my nose they have different functions.
鼻子跟我的眼睛不一样。
And my tongue and my eyes are different.
但它各尽功用。
But they each serve a function.
都在身体上面。
But they all serve the body.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
今天呢
Today,
我们承认在侍奉上很多时候我们是得罪神的
Now, many times in our service we offend God
我们运用神的恩赐建立自己的事业
we use the gift of God to establish our own career
建立自己的名声
establish our own fame
弟兄姊妹这是很可笑的一件事
Brothers and sisters this is very it's a ridicule
我们必须看见主今天使用我们是在基督的身体上发挥。
Today we must see when God uses us as for the purpose of the body.
啊，我这个手不可能离开我的身体去单独运用的。
Now my hand cannot depart from the body and use it on its own.
我们常常有人讲说，你看，如果你身体里面的细胞有一个细胞，它单独去发展了。
Now you see, even all the cells in your body, if this cell acts alone.
哎呦，那你赶快去看医生吧。
Now then you better go see the doctor.
那什么东西啊
？What is that?
那个癌症出现了
That is a cancerous cell.
它就是单独的在那里自己去发展自己的东西。
Because that independent cell works independently on its own.
所以在教会在基督的身体的范围里面。
So the church in the body of Christ.
没有个人的事业和功用的。
There is no individualism that you have your own career or function.
所有的功用都是
为了建造基督的身体。All the function is for the building of the body.
我们求主开我们里面的眼睛。
And may the Lord open our eyes within.
让我们看见这是多么重要的一件事。
That we may see how important this matter is.
我们知道主回来的日子迫近。
We know the day of the Lord draws nigh.
我们还有不多的机会在主跟前可以过这样的生活。
We do not have much opportunity.
愿我们能抓住机会。
To live out in this way.
每个弟兄姊妹都应当知道。
Let us take all of opportunity.
我们是基督身上的肢体。
We must know we are all members of the body of Christ.
主给我们的功用是为要建造基督的身体。
The function which God gives each one of us is for the purpose of the body.
亲爱弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
在哥林多前书十四章那里
In 1 Corinthians chapter 14
第四节那里说的恩赐原有分别圣灵却只有一位、啊、
Corinthians chapter 12 verse 4 there says Now there are diversity of gifts but the same spirit
执事也有分别但是主只有一位
And there are differences of administrations but the same Lord
所有的执事都是为着主的
All of these administrations are for the Lord
或是受主支配的
Directed by the Lord And there are different operations, but it is the same God. The same God who works all in all. So if we're to use this gift, we must obey God. Just as this body. The function of any member of the body is directed by the head. Now we use the hand can move. Now we move the feet and the feet can move.
所以呢，这个是它是有一定的一个管制在那里。
So there is a government of that member.
顺服神的带领。
It is to obey the guidance of God.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters.
他说，这个圣灵显在个人身上是为着个人的益处。
But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit.
啊，那么这里有一个字非常重要。
Now this is a very important word here.
叫做显。
And its manifestation.
啊，你知道过去很多年呢。
Now you know in the past for many years.
有很多所谓追求圣灵的人。
Those who pursue the Spirit.
他就说呢，你看我们有这个恩赐，你们没有。
See, we have this gift, and you do not.
我们知道这个话是不准确的。
We know such words are not accurate.
所以后来我也告诉他们。
So later I tell them.
我说只要圣灵在你里面。
If the Spirit is in you.
所有的恩赐都在里面。
All the gifts are within.
那个分别的关键在哪里呢
？Where is the discernment?
就是他要不要显出来。
Is if the Holy Spirit desires to manifest that gift.
你有这个需要的时候。
When you have such a need,
他自然会显出来。
Very naturally, he will manifest it.
是根据那个需要。
It is according to the need.
用来显明那个功用出来。
To manifest the function.
其实他这里讲的九种恩赐都在圣灵的手中。
Now all these nine gifts are all in the hand of the Spirit.
我们今天应该有个信心。
Today we should have this faith.
圣灵住在我的里面。
The Spirit abides within us.
所有这些功用都在我的里面。
So all these functions are within us.
如果有需要的时候。
If there is such a need.
他可以借着我显明。
Through us, he can manifest this function.
啊，你比方说，我举一个例子。
So I give you an example.
我是没有这个医病的恩赐的。
Now I do not have this gift of healing.
就是因为有的人有特别，的确主会给他医病的恩赐。
And because there's a need, God will give this gift of healing.
但是有很多时候碰到很多场合啊。
But there are so many circumstances.
人家觉得你是侍奉主的人。
And others would feel, well, you serve the Lord.
生病人来了就，哎，孙弟兄，请你为他祷告。
Oh, someone is sick. Oh, brother, son, pray for him.
啊，我有的时候很为难。
And I'm troubled by that.
但是你也不能推辞，对不对？
But we can't say no.
你推辞了，变得没爱心了。
And if we say no, it means you have no love.
那么有一年，我就到了这个华盛顿州的东边。
So one year I went to the eastern Washington state.
啊，那么有个弟兄啊，一看，我来了，他的孙弟兄，我们这里有个弟兄，你来为他祷告。
Now when I went to visit them, a brother said, "Well, there's a brother sick here. Brother, son, come and pray for him."
哎呀，我说又是为这个病祷告。
I said, "Oh, I have to pray for the illness again." I'm very troubled by that.
但是我不能推辞。
But I can't say no.
那我只好勉强去他家。
So I just forced myself to visit him.
我那个弟兄呢，是那个大学里面呢，这个数学系毕业的一个 PhD。
Now, this brother who was ill was a graduate, has a PhD in the mathematics.
但是他因为呢，他好像这个背上面长了骨刺。
He has some bone spurs in his back.
哇，痛得不得了啊。
And he is in much pain.
有时候上台啊，写黑板手都举不起来。
And it's so painful that he can hardly move, raise his arm to write on the board.
他有时候痛到一个地步会哭啊。
And so painful that he would weep.
太痛，痛得不得了。
It was in much, much pain.
啊，所以那个弟兄把我拉来说，你来为他祷告一下。
So the brother dragged me and said, "Oh, you pray for this brother."
哎呀，我好吧，那就祷告嘛。
And so we prayed.
啊，那我看过人家医病。
I saw others have the gift of healing.
要按手。
Have to lay on, laying on of hands.
按手。
And laying on of hand.
我就主啊。求你医治他。
Lord, heal him.
我很简单的祷告。
And it was a very simple prayer.
其实呢，老实讲，我里面也有不幸的恶心，我根本就想给他应付一下。
Truth be told, I actually harbor an evil heart of unbelief, but I had to do what I had to do.
所以后来我就回西雅图去。
And later on, I went back to Seattle.
过了一个礼拜，传来消息。
One week later, I had the news.
弟兄告诉我说。
Brother told me.
孙弟兄，那个人得医治了。
Brother son, that person is healed.
哇，他说我们这里校园里面都传遍了。
And there's all the news on the campus.
那很多中国大陆来的人。
And so there are many from mainland China.
哦，他们就说这个孙先生呢有特异功能。
And so they said, "Oh, this Mr. Sun, he has some special powers."
我哪里有什么特异功能
？I don't have any special powers.
那个弟兄就真的好了。
But that brother got well.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
我也不像主耶稣一样感觉有能力出去，什么都没有。
I'm unlike the Lord. I did not feel power leave me.
那么弟兄姊妹，这说明一件什么事情
？Brothers and sisters, what does this illustrate?
当有一个真正的需要来到的时候
，when there's a true need there.
圣灵会显明这个恩赐。
The Holy Spirit will manifest this function.
哎，他一显明
，and when he manifests it,
的确也有功效
，and it will be effectual.
因为圣经也告诉我们
，because the Bible tells us.
有时候是你虽然没有这个恩赐，但是呢，你用信心，你也可以一样的行使的功能。
Even though we may not be given this gift, but by faith, we also can manifest this function.
所以呢，过往的年日里面
，so in the days past,
啊。有些弟兄姊妹就是有病了，我也给他们祷告。好多人说，孙弟兄那次你给我祷告，我就好了。
And some brothers tell me, well, last time you remember you prayed for me when I was sick, I got better.
我说我不知道。
I said I did not know.
那么弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
神把这个恩赐给我们。
When God gives us this gift,
是仅仅为了一点医治吗
？Is it merely just to heal?
我们知道有许多时候神医治这个是希望他身体健康能好好服侍主、啊。
We know that God desires to heal us, so we are very healthy to serve the Lord.
我们今天呢，在主跟前知道圣灵住在我们的里面。
We must all know that the Holy Spirit abides in us.
所有的恩赐都在我们里面。
And therefore, all the gifts dwell within us.
那个关键就在于他显不显。
The key is whether he will manifest the gift or not.
所以每个弟兄姊妹都应该有这个充足的信心。
And so each one of us should be full of faith.
弟兄姊妹，你是一个有用的人。
Brothers and sisters, we are all useful.
不是你有用。
It is not that you're useful.
是圣灵在你里面。
But the Holy Spirit abides in you.
是有用的。
And it is use, he can use you.
所以不必害怕。
So we dare not fear.
啊，如果主今天差遣我们了。
If the Lord sends us today.
遇见了一个情况。
And we encounter something.
那么主的信心，主在里面叫我们的信心起来的时候。
And when the Lord has strengthened our faith within.
你就可以运用这个。
We're able to use this function.
啊，所以我们今天呢。感谢主。
So today we thank the Lord.
他不仅把我们救赎回来。
Not only did he redeem us.
要把我们这个整个人改变的像我们的主耶稣。
But he is to transform us wholly unto like our Lord.
他也要给我们有属灵的功用。
And he also gives us a spiritual function.
我们都知道将来进入永世。
Now we know in eternity.
我们人就要侍奉我们的神。
We must serve our God.
哇，那个时候可能每个弟兄姊妹的功用就大得不得了。
Now perhaps at that time all our functions will be very great.
我们恐怕我们的功用比天使更大。
Perhaps our function is even greater than the angels.
每一个弟兄姊妹都有功用。
And all brothers and sisters have a function.
所以保罗、彼得晚年所讲到，神要把我们建造成为君尊的祭司。
Therefore, in the latter days of Peter, he says we are all a royal priesthood.
好，我们一面有君王的尊贵和荣耀。
On the one hand, we have nobility; we are royalty.
所以圣灵今天把我们里面改变。
So the Holy Spirit transforms us within.
我们的主已经。是万王之王，万主之主。
Our Lord Himself is the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings.
今天圣灵要把我们改变的，有他那个君王的尊荣。
And today the Holy Spirit will transform us to be like our Lord, to be royal.
所以我常常讲，圣灵在我们里面的工作很细呀。
Therefore, I say the Spirit's work upon us is very fine.
你讲错一句话，他也会纠正。
And even if you say one single word that is wrong, He'll correct us.
你做一点点的事，他也会纠正。
We just do something very minutely wrong, He will correct us.
说我年轻的时候，很多细小的事情。
So in my youthful days, very small, menial, things that are no consequence, he corrects me.
有时候我心里面也疑惑啊。
Sometimes I doubt within.
我说神这么伟大。
God is so great.
我生活上这么小事他要管呢。
And so insignificant things he want to care about.
我随便丢个东西也不可以。
Even if I throw some garbage, I cannot.
啊。后来我明白一件事。
Later on, I discover.
因为圣灵在我们里面的工作。
Because of the work of the Holy Spirit within us.
是一个教育我们做王的工作。
It is one to educate us, to teach us to be a king.
他不仅要把我们变得像君王一样的尊贵。
It is not to transform us to be as splendid and majestic as a king.
将来我们要和基督一同做王，直到永永远远。
But we're to reign forevermore with Christ.
并且他给我们恩赐工作。
And he gives us the functions of these gifts.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
这个恩赐和功用是很奇妙的。
Now, the function of these gifts are very amazing.
所以我们也知道，没有哪一个人能够包全所有的恩赐。
So we know no one can have all these gifts.
是圣灵住在我们里面。
Because the Holy Spirit abides in us.
在这个人身上显出这个功用。
Upon this individual, this function is manifested. On another, another function is manifested.
因为这个功用的齐全，所以才能应付各样。不同的需要对不对
because of the perfection of these gifts, they can meet all needs.
的确在我们的在我们的在我的侍奉当中
And truly in my service.
有时候我碰见一些弟兄姊妹的难处啊
Sometimes I encounter hardship with brothers and sisters.
哎呀我真的是不知道怎么做才好
And I really just cannot, I don't know what I ought to do.
虽然在教会里面常常讲道
Even though I preach much in the church.
但是并不是我每样事都能做的
But I cannot do a lot of things.
哇有些弟兄姊妹那一个碰见那个难处，真是古怪的不得了。
And some difficulty from brothers and sisters are just so odd.
有时候我从圣经里都还不知道找出哪一节圣经可以应付那个难处。
Now we cannot find any seemingly applicable principles in the Bible for that strange situation.
但是很奇妙，主有时候用了一些你觉得平常看起来算不得什么的弟兄姊妹啊。
But very strangely, sometimes we see other brethren that we don't give a second look to.
他们去就把那个难处解决了。
But they go and visit that.Brother in need, and they solve the issue. And that really amazes us. So, my dear brothers and sisters,
今天 神的灵在我们身在里面。
Today, the Spirit of God abides in us.
他是随他的自己的意愿在这里把各样的恩赐把它显明出来。
And he will give gifts as he wills.
但请我们记得。
But let us remember.
这一切恩赐的功用。
All the function of these gifts.
是为着基督的身体。
It is for the body of Christ.
啊，所以我们要尽量在教会中间。能和弟兄姊妹能有美好的配搭。
So may we work coordinately, jointly together with brethren.
发挥我们的功用。
So that we may manifest all these functions.
啊，求主施恩给我们。
And may the Lord grant us grace.
让我们真的是能够，按照基督的身体的原则，能够把教会好好的建立起来。
So that we can work well to establish under the principle of the body to build the church.
这样才有神的丰满。
Then the body would be the fullness of God who fills all and in all.
我们都说教会是神的家。
And we say the church is the house of God.
是神借着圣灵居住的所在。
It is the spiritual habitation of God by the Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，什么时候能显出这个家呢？
Brothers and sisters, when can a home be manifested?
乃是当我们按照身体的原则建立的时候，就自然有神的家。
That is when we are all established by the principle of the body, then naturally there will be a home.
你看，这是圣经里在以弗所书里面就给我们看见。
And we can see that in Ephesians.
因为保罗是得到最大的启示。
Because Paul has received the greatest revelation.
历史历代所隐藏的奥秘。
And it is the hidden mystery through the ages.
就是他看见教会是基督的身体。
And he saw the fact that the church is the body of Christ.
所以教会是神的家，是按照身体的原则建立。
Therefore, the church being the house of God is built upon the principle of the body.
所以我们必须明白身体的这个
So we have to understand the different functions of the body.
我们说教会是羔羊的妻。
And we say the church is also the wife, the bride of the Lamb.
这个妻是怎么建立起来的？
Now how is this wife established?
那是按照身体的原则建立的时候。
It is also built according to the principle of the body.
它才真正的显出羔羊的妻出来。
Then we will be manifested as the wife of the Lamb.
所以这是。今天在新约圣经里面，神给我们最重要的一个启示。
Therefore, this is the most important revelation God gives us in the New Testament.
我们需要主开我们里面的眼睛。
And we must ask the Lord to open our eyes within.
因为保罗也知道。
And Paul himself knows.
关于这件事情。
According to this matter.
人的言语真是很难完全讲得清楚。
That man's tongue is very limited to describe this.
所以因此才有以弗所书第一章那个有名的祷告。
And therefore there is this famous prayer in Ephesians chapter 1.
求我们主耶稣基督神荣耀的父将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们。
That I pray to the God of glory, the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, to give us the spirit of wisdom and of revelation.
使你们真知道他。
To enlighten us that we may truly know him.
照明你们心中的眼睛。
And to enlighten the eyes of our hearts.
所以我们需要圣灵在我们中间
Therefore, we need the Holy Spirit to do this revealing work. So as the Holy Spirit leads the people of God today to build the body of Christ, this is a great work. Brothers and sisters, and sometimes we hear others being called the church expert. There are no experts in the church. There's the Holy Spirit.
所以在教会里面，每个弟兄姊妹都要学会顺服圣灵。
Therefore, all children of God have to learn to obey the Holy Spirit.
那么最后还有几分钟啊
，And I have a few minutes left.
我要简单的交通一点，因为最近有弟兄姊妹们发出这个问题。
I have to briefly share on this because some questions about this.
我们怎么知道圣灵在我们里面
？And how do we know the Holy Spirit abides in us？
哎呀，我有时候也很叹息啊。
And sometimes I sigh.
奇怪，我小的时候得就是也没有人告诉我。
It's very strange. No one told me when I was young.
我就能知道圣灵在里面。
But I know full well the Spirit abides within.
所以我相信一件事情。
So I believe one thing.
你里面只要有主的生命。
If we have the life of the Lord within.
你就能感觉到圣灵。
We will surely feel the guidance of the Spirit.
因为生命是有感觉的嘛。
Because there is feeling in life.
对不对呢
？Right，
除非你没有这个生命。
Unless you have no life，
你有这个生命，你一定有感觉的。
But if you have life， you have sensitivity。
今天有人跑到你家里面来了，你都没有感觉吗
？If someone comes into your home， do you not sense it？
不会吧
？You won't。
那么你里面有生命，你就应该感觉到。
If there is life within， you will have the sensation。
当然了，穆安德烈弟兄也给我们有这样一点的教导。
Of course， Brother Andrew Murray also have some teaching about this。
他的解释是这样。
And this is his explanation。
他说圣灵啊，住在人的心灵里面。
Now when the Holy Spirit abides in our heart， in our spirit.
New spirit.
In our new spirit.
啊，他说这是人呢最深的地方。
He said when the Holy Spirit dwells in our new spirit, this is the depth of man.
深过人的意志的。
It is deeper than the will of man.
所以呢，他说你要。有的时候安静在主的跟前。
So at times we have to be silent before the Lord.
运用你的信心。
And to use our faith.
你会察觉他的同在。
Then we will sense his presence.
其实呢，我想呢，有很多时候呢，圣灵也不是要躲得那么深啊。
Actually, I don't think the Holy Spirit has to hide himself so deep.
你很容易明白的。
Very easy for us to know.
我和弟兄姊妹简单的说。
Brothers and sisters, simply state it.
有时候你在那里批评论断人，批评论断人，这个里面有感觉的，停了，停了，不要讲，你就知道你有感觉了，对不对呢
？Sometimes when we continue to criticize and judge others, we have the Holy Spirit telling us to stop it. We have that feeling.
有时候你做错了一件事情了，你们就有感觉了。
Sometimes when we do something wrong, we have the feeling.
基督徒需要顺服。
And the Christian need to learn to obey.
所以全本圣经都告诉我们，对于圣灵，我们最好的态度就是顺服。
And the Bible teaches us the best attitude we have toward the Spirit is to obey.
所以约翰福音有这样的话。
So in 1 John it tells us.
神赐给顺从之人的灵啊，是没有限量的，因为主耶稣是这样的。
Now there is no limit measure of the Spirit which God gives, if you obey, and that is the case with our Lord Jesus.
所以每一次当主的灵在最小的事上在这里命令的时候，你要学习顺服。
Therefore, even in the smallest thing, if the Holy Spirit commands us, let us learn to obey.
我们诗歌里面说非常好的诗歌。
And there is a very beautiful hymn.
那讲说，主啊，因为爱你的缘故。
And it says, Lord, because I love you.
我愿意顺服圣灵最小的命令。
I will desire to obey even the smallest command of the Spirit.
啊。你多多的顺服他
and the more we obey him,
弟兄姊妹们，你就越来越会感觉到他在你里面的带领。
Then the more we will know his presence with us within.
罗马书告诉我们要体贴圣灵。
And in Romans, he says that we have to be mindful of the Spirit.
你体贴圣灵啊。
And when we are mindful of the Spirit,
英文讲的话，你想一想吧，你不是体贴，你常常想到他。
And in the English translation, not only to draw close to know the Spirit, but to be mindful, always think of the Holy Spirit, that you have to be mindful of the Spirit.
真的，你想个肉体的东西，越想越死。
And so when you are mindful of the fleshly things, you will lead to death.
所以要思想圣灵。
So we have to be mindful of the Spirit unto life.
弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
察觉圣灵的同在并不是很难的。
It is not difficult at all to know the Spirit's presence within us.
今天。
Today,
我们需要让我们的心能够变得柔软。
We must have our hearts be very tender.
多多的体谅圣灵的带领。
And to be more mindful of the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
这样他在你里面做工。
When he works within us.
光照、教导、引导都会越来越清楚。
The more he enlightens us and teaches us and guides us, the more clear we are.
也更宝贵，他把我们引到父与子的交通里面。
Even more precious, he leads us, he guides us into the fellowship of the Father and the Son.
我们跟神之间不断的有交通。
And we'll continue to have fellowship with God.
你知道一个时代最危险的什么事情？
You know what is the most critical thing in a generation?
就是你跟天上的交通断绝了。
And that is when there ceased to have any fellowship with heaven.
如果在一个时代里面。
So there is such a generation.
都没有人能跟神有交通啊。
There is no fellowship, no channel to have fellowship with God.
多么危险的一件事情啊。
And you can feel what danger that is.
我不知道天上的意思的，对不对？
I don't know what is the heart in heaven.
说好像打仗一样，那个前面的部队啊，跟后面的这个总部断了联系。
It seems like you're in the front line of the battle, but you have no communication with headquarters.
那是多么可怕的一件事情。
And that is very frightening.
所以弟兄姊妹们
so, brothers and sisters,
今天我们不断地跟天有联系
Today when we continue our fellowship with heaven
在圣灵的带领中
Under the guidance of the Spirit
与父与子有交通
And we have fellowship with God the Father and the Son
这个交通会带给你喜乐
And this fellowship will give us joy
也给弟兄姊妹带来喜乐
And will bring joy to brothers and sisters
所以弟兄姊妹们
So, brothers and sisters
圣灵保惠师
Our Holy Spirit, our Comforter
被称作奉差遣的灵
He is the Spirit that is who is sent
啊，所以他一方面要把我们这个人的光景改变
On the one hand, he will transform our condition
叫我们成为有用的人
So that we'll be one who is useful
另一面
On the other hand
他要把我们这众人建立起来成为基督的身体
He will build, edify us to the body of Christ
让基督的丰满能从教会中 能够被显明出来。
So that the fullness of Christ can be manifested in the church.
所以这是圣灵今天在地上一个重大的工作。
And this is the great work of the Holy Spirit on earth today.
我们实在需要主的怜悯。
And we truly need the Lord's mercy.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
今年很快就要过去了。
This year will pass by very quickly.
那么主还留我们在地上。
If the Lord allows for us to remain on earth，
还给我们机会。
And gives us the opportunity，
让我们来预备我们的自己。
So that we may prepare ourselves。
所以巴望主把这三件事情清楚摆在我们里面。
So may the Lord clearly place these three matters within us。
弟兄姊妹记得。
Brothers and sisters, remember。
我们一定要追求里面有丰盛的生活。
We must pursue to have a rich, abundant life within。
我们一定要过一个实实在在的生活。
We must live a true, a real life。
我们也追求健全的教会生活。
We must pursue after a healthy church life。
活在身体的里面。
To live in the body。
我们再说。
Again, we say。
这是这位。保惠师他来帮助我们能进入的情况。
This is the help of our comforter who has come to help us enter into.
所以主耶稣在他离世之前
So when our Lord departed from this world,
他把这最重要的事情告诉了门徒。
He has told these very important things to his disciples.
感谢主。
And we thank the Lord.
当我们真正能明白这些的时候
When we truly understand these things,
我们属灵的生活就有路。
There would be a way for our spiritual life.
教会的侍奉教会的聚会就有路。
There would be a way for the service in the church and a way for the church.
仰望主的怜悯。
And we look to the Lord for His mercy.
在不多的日子。
In very short days.
当他回来的时候。
When He returns.
我们每个弟兄姊妹都能欢然的来见主。
May all brothers and sisters welcome Him with joy.
愿主祝福他自己的话。
And may the Lord bless His own word.
我们请低头在下祷告。
Let us bow our head for a word of prayer.
主啊，我们满心的感谢你。
Lord, our hearts are filled with thanksgiving to thee.
你是何等的爱我们。
Thou love us so.
你从来没有离开过我们。
Thou have never departed from us.
所以这几天我们知道你在我们的中间。
And we know thou art with us in these few days.
一直到这个时刻。
Even at this moment.
你仍旧在我们的中间。
You're still in our midst.
主啊，我们只求你借着你的灵做工。
Lord, we pray that thou will work according to thy spirit.
带领我们。
To lead us,
知道在不多的日子的里面
that in very short days,
怎样活在你的跟前
how we ought to live in thy presence,
怎样预备我们的自己
how we ought to prepare ourselves,
主啊，我们渴望你回来
Oh Lord, we long for thy coming,
愿你快来
may thee come quickly,
今年很快就要过去了
this year will pass very quickly,
主，我们不知道前面的日子还有多久
Lord, we do not know how many days we have,
求主帮助我们
But Lord, we pray that thou will help us.
使每个弟兄姊妹都能按照你的心意活在你的跟前
That all of us will live according to thy will.
我们相信你是满有怜悯的主
And we believe that you are a Lord filled with mercy.
你会带领我们
And thou will lead us.
我们纵然失信
Though we are unfaithful.
你永远是可信的
And thou abideth faithful.
因为你从来不背乎你的自己
Thou cannot deny thyself.
我们相信
And we believe
你要保全你所托付给我们的
and thou will keep which thou hast entrusted unto us
直到那日
until against that day
我们把深处的感谢归给你
and from the depth of our heart we give thee thanksgiving
把荣耀归给你
and all glory be thine
把敬拜归给你
all worship is thine
听我们的祷告
listen to our prayer
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名
in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ Amen, Amen.